You are listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Again, I'm David Fair. I'm sitting alongside the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. And after a week away, Russ Collins returns for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. Good to see you, my friend.
Yes, well, Star Wars broke out while I was away there.
I was hoping you wouldn't notice. But in fact, you did.
Yeah. So
everything that's going on in the world of entertainment, and nothing is commanding more attention than a 2.5-minute trailer for Star Wars.
That's right. That's right. So a few of the characters were introduced, a few of the actors, some well-known, some not so well-known. Clearly, Han Solo is back in the form of the original actor that played
Harrison Ford, right? Yeah.
He's aged, as would be appropriate for the placement of the film.
Yeah. Not sure we can trust him to fly anymore, either.
Daisy Ridley plays the new female ingenue lead. John Boyega, who actually was in an inner-city drama that was part of Cinetopia called Imperial Dreams, which had nothing to do with Star Wars whatsoever. He was a single father struggling in a very, very difficult urban environment, having just been released from prison, very much loving and caring for his child, but a really uphill battle. Great, great performance. And he plays Finn, who's the male ingenue lead in The Force Awakens. And you know, the whole thing is very based on a mythological basis. George Lucas is a big fan of Joseph Campbell, who was an academic who looked for the similarities between mythologies around the world instead of trying to define them by their differences.
I wish I'd never heard of George Lucas.
But
Carrie Fisher is back as Princess Leia, right?
Yeah, she's back, and Mark Hamill's back.
Well, allegedly, because he's not a part of the movie poster. He wasn't included in the trailer, and now there's a whole Star Wars community that's freaking out that, where is he?
Yeah, well,
Luke?
His voice was featured in some of the shorter trailers that were released in the summertime. So anyway, there's going to be a lot of buzz, silly and
when's the movie actually open?
December 18th.
All right, I got to take that week off.
So there you go.
Avoiding the theaters completely.
Well, in a much more serious realm,
yeah,
we have some great movies that are currently playing at the Michigan Theater. Good Night, Mommy.
The Lily Tomlin movie.
Well, that's Grandma.
Oh, that's Grandma. Okay.
Yeah, Grandma is currently playing, and go
Mommy,
see it.
Grandma, I get them all confused.
Yeah, it's gonna go away quickly, but she just plays a really wonderful character trying to help out her granddaughter in a very difficult situation. Good Night, Mommy is a thriller about these twin brothers who await their mother's return and after some cosmetic surgery.
They're not sure at all. That's their mom.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Things kind of go sideways in the way of a horror thriller kind of thing. And then opening this week, Coming Home is a very acclaimed Chinese film. 93% positive review from two of China's best actors. Best actor and best actress.
Have a thriving film industry, don't they?
Absolutely, and a huge cinema audience, as does India, and really great stuff comes out of this. So these two characters, a man and a woman, are forced to separate. They have a devoted relationship. And this is set during the the Cultural Revolution in China in the 1960s, which was a very, very difficult time. And Coming Home is about the coming home, as you might expect, not related to the American film from the 1970s.
With John Boyd, right?
Yeah,
I remember
but,
that.
Was
it Jane Fonda?
Yep.
Yeah.
Great, great. Reviews on Coming Home. Right. Go check it out. It opens this Friday at the Michigan Theater. And then a documentary film that was the huge buzz of the 2014 Traverse City Film Festival. So it's taken a while to find a distributor. But it's called Meet the Patels. And it's about this American Indian family who, you know, were living the life. I mean, the parents had immigrated from India. Their children were born in the United States, very American children. The male, the brother, was dating, and found a serious girlfriend, but then they broke up, and he was devastated. And he and his sister decide that they're going to make a documentary about him going into a a more traditional Indian courting dynamic. And it's just a very clever, fun documentary about this family, these two little people who are the parents,
right.
And their support of their son going into this more traditional way, which is very clan and family oriented, and there's these dating conventions that happen, and it's about this cultural clash between these two raised in the United States, but ethnically Indian.
But in the end, it sounds like it's all about the love of family.
It's about the love of family, and it's right. about these really wonderful people that make up this right. family called the Patels. So Meet the Patels opens this Friday, and I'm sure that you will love it. We're also doing another first-run film, but not for a whole week run, called The Second Mother, and it's about an estranged daughter who lives as a hardworking housekeeper, but it also forces her to abandon her child to relatives, and it's about the complexities of those two families working through. We have a lot of family dynamics.
You know, Halloween's coming up.
It is.
And there's going to be a couple of thematically related movies.
Yes, the Rocky Horror Picture Show is showing this weekend, Saturday, in both theaters at the State Theater, and all of the rigmarole that you would expect from a special screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And people going to stand up and act out the parts?
Yeah, a long tradition of the State Theater. That's going to happen on Saturday night at 11:59. So tickets are popularly priced, and go check it out
there.
And
I don't mean this to sound wrong, but you're going to get the organ working, right?
That's right. The Nosferatu, which is a German expressionist film from the 19-teens, and it was or 1922, I'm sorry, 1922. It was, it's the first Dracula film. It's the first monster
arguably
picture.
Arguably the scariest.
And really cool. I mean, you know, it's not scary in the modern terms, but it's a really interesting, fun
it's
film.
It's a creepy character, and it was filmed really well using light and shadows to great effect.
There's a lot to it, and it will be performed with a live organ accompaniment, as was done in the silent era. But anyway, it's another fun holiday tradition, Halloween tradition at the Michigan Theater. We have a documentary about the polio vaccine, which at this point has eradicated all but 370 polio cases in the world.
The shot felt around the world.
Right? That's right. So we'll check that out. That's a Rotary initiative. The Portuguese Film Festival, called the Lusophone Film Festival, continues with a couple of films this weekend. Steven Spielberg. And then we've got opening at the multiplexes a whole bunch of stuff. Jim and the Holograms, based on the 1980s cartoon.
There was a cartoon called that?
Yeah, exactly.
I missed it.
The Last Witch Hunter, which stars Vin Diesel. Steve Jobs is opening across the country this weekend.
Yeah, that's getting a lot of buzz.
Yep. Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension has
it
a limited
It is exactly
theatrical.
What you would expect
exactly.
it to be.
And Rock the Casbah, which is a Bill Murray film. He's a has-been rock manager, and it's gotten a lot of good reviews as well. So lots to see, lots to go check out at the multiplexes, at the Art House Cinemas, and you can go to the Michigan Theater website and check out all that's going there, or go to Rotten Tomatoes or one of your other favorite sites and get the reviews and make the decisions for yourself.
A lot of good choices this weekend.
There are a lot of good choices. The holiday season is starting to crank up, Halloween being the first one. And the award season is coming down. So, you know, Rock the Casbah is one of those films. Steve Jobs are one of those films that are going to have Oscar hopes.
Yeah, Rock the Casbah, I'm told, has Bill Murray at our favorite kind of Bill Murray role, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, a little bit despicable, a little bit charming, as you would expect a rock and roll manager to be. He creates an Afghani version of American Idol called Afghan Star. Anyway, we'll see what
he's always the funniest guy in the room.
Rock the Casbah. Yeah, go check it out.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. It's an exclusive presentation of the news department and heard every Thursday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Star Wars Central, and where David Fair is banned.
The Force is not with me.